Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alana and Ellen with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Rail has advised commuters that scheduled track closures will be extended until April 30th. Rail replacement buses will continue to operate during this time. Last week, 300 services were cancelled, with industrial dispute affecting major track works. The Rail, Tram and Bus Union is negotiating with Queensland Rail for higher wages and improvements in safety.
In national news, small and independent supermarkets say that they are facing increased pressure to keep grocery prices stable as a result of the Iran war. Trade distributions as a result of the conflict have made it more expensive for farmers and distributors to supply groceries, who have passed the costs on to supermarkets. While some supermarkets have been able to absorb the increases, smaller operators are worried about what the raising prices will do for business as the nationwide cost of living crisis persists. John Paul Drake, director of the independent retail chain Drake's Supermarket, shared that he has seen an increase in extra charges from suppliers over the past month and stated that Drake's business leaders are doing everything that we can to ensure that we hold down the pricing. Also in national news, the Australian Human Rights Commission has accepted a racial discrimination complaint against New South Wales police after First Nations children were removed from the Inverell Aquatic Centre in March last year. Several First Nations families, including children, parents, carers and an elder, were ordered to leave a public pool after staff called police. It was alleged that some children were not complying with the rules. The families were not asked to leave by staff at any point prior to police being called, but were warned by police officers that they could be arrested for trespass if they did not leave. The National Justice Project, which is representing the family, have stated the acceptance of this complaint by Human Rights Commission is an important step towards accountability for the families and the harm the New South Wales police have caused. A family member affected by the occurrence has said the incident has had a lasting impact on the entire family.
In international news, Donald Trump has announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after negotiations with Iran broke down. Trump said, "Any Iranian who fires at us will be blown to hell." In response, Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned they would trap any enemy in a deadly vortex. Traffic through the strait, which is a key route for global oil and gas shipments, has been restricted. The waterway remains a serious disagreement in talks between Iranian and US delegations. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with partly cloudy conditions expected midday. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.